shooting interrupts shopping. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It happened inside a Walmart late last night in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Gunshots rang out. We now know from Chesapeake, 7 dead, including the shooter, and of the injured, 5 have been taken to a local hospital.
Fox's Griff Jenkins outside the store. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin just tweeted that his heart breaks with Chesapeake. Heinous acts of violence have no place in our communities. The shooting days after the one at a nightclub in Colorado Springs.
I am sore. I took quite a few shots in different areas.
Anthony was one of 19 people injured. 5 were killed. The accused gunman was stopped and injured by clubgoers who fought back. He's now out of a hospital. Anderson Aldridge has a court hearing today. A governor in Ukraine claims a Russian missile strike hit a hospital maternity ward overnight, killing a 2-day-old baby. In Israel, 2 bombings near Jerusalem bus stops left 1 person dead, 18 injured. Democrats in Congress will finally get what they've been after. Former President Trump's tax returns. The Supreme Court ended his fight to stop them.
Without comment or any noted dissent, an order from the court lifts a temporary hold put in place to allow legal arguments to be made. The Democratic-led House panel has been trying for 3 years to see the tax records, arguing federal law requires the IRS and Treasury Department to provide the documents as part of oversight of U.S. tax law.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Republicans could end the investigation when they take control of the House in January. Millions of Americans are traveling the day before Thanksgiving. Most will drive, not all.
Took the Amtrak all the way over here. It was pretty fun. Beats the drive. Needs to drive the gas.
It's been getting cheaper, down 14 cents since last week, but AAA's national average for regular $3.61 a gallon is the highest Thanksgiving price on record. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The campaigning continues in Georgia before next month's Senate runoff. Herschel Walker hopes to give Republicans a 50th seat, trying to replace Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, telling Fox.
This election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. And I said, this is we the people, not we the government.
But a controversy keeps following Walker. Allegations the pro-life candidate denies that he paid 2 ex-girlfriends to have abortions. One of them is upping the ante.
The accuser, known only as Jane Doe, is represented by attorney Gloria Allred, who repeated Walker's claims that the accuser's accounts are lies.
He refused to acknowledge any relationship with Jane Doe or even that he knew her.
The accuser appeared in person, unlike before, and produced more evidence, pictures, and a personal diary. But as early voting in Georgia is set to begin, Jane Doe challenged Walker. Meet her, in public, in Georgia.
Look me in the eye and tell me to my face that you don't know me.
Allred said Walker not meeting with them by December 6th, runoff day, acknowledges her client is telling the truth. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures, they're up slightly ahead of today's trading. The World Cup has put soccer center stage around the globe, with one of the sport's biggest stars who will play for Portugal stealing some of the headlines.
Manchester United and Cristiano Ronaldo have mutually agreed to terminate Ronaldo's contract early following his explosive interview with Piers Morgan in which he criticized team management. In 2 spells with Manchester United, Ronaldo scored 145 goals in 346 appearances. He will not have to wait until the January transfer window and is free to join another team immediately. The announcement comes on the same day that the Glazer family announced they are considering putting the club up for sale.
That's Fox's Eric Metzer-Smith. At the World Cup today, Morocco and Croatia had a 0-0 draw. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.